in Mexico because they had money.
Yeah, you know, and they ride the horse, you know.
You rode horseback and played.
You make them buy a little pony, you know.
Yeah.
An hacienda.
Yeah.
And buy the pony to me.
Did your mother's family have a ranch there?
No.
Their own land, or did they work for somebody else?
Yeah, no, got the rent the places.
They rented land.
Yeah. They got the houses. They got the house.
They owned their own house.
Yeah, only the father and mother, married to my mother, he got the bigger ranch. He got it maybe about 2,000-3,000 acres.
Why?
It's the rich people.
Yeah. Why do you suppose your mother didn't go back there?
Because it's a revolution time, can get.
It's 1914, the revolution started in
1910.
Yes,
yeah.
And it went that long.
Uh-huh. The revolution is out in 1929. See?
Went on that long. And if she'd gone back, because she was rich, they would have harmed her or what?
No, when I started coming, he got plenty of money. But the money don't mean nothing, you know, because it's a Carranza money. It's a good for one place. After coming to Torreon, it's a Villa money. You know what I mean? I got the Carranza money, no good anymore there to nobody. Don't cost one penny, $100, and I don't care how much you got, you lost all what you got. Well, I come to Torreon, it's a Villa money. I get the Villa money and come through to El Paso. I got plenty of money, but no good for nothing.
Well, did you go to school in Mexico before you came here? You went to school.
Yeah.
What grade did you finish?
I guess the third.
Third.
Yeah.
So that's where you learned to write.
Yeah.
And read.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Now, my grandfather sent the ticket to El Paso. You came to Rancho Los Alamitos.
Yeah.
But then you moved to Artesia.
Yeah.
How long did you stay there?
All my life.
You lived in Artesia?
Yeah, I lived there for... I come over here in 1946. I come all the time, you know. Every Sunday come there, you know, to a ranch, you know, to visit
the
shows, manual. Before Gabe, you know.
Yeah, Gabe Santana.
Uh-huh. Gabe is a first cousin to my first wife.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whose ranch was it on Artesia where you lived?
I live in Artesia Boulevard in Pioneer, right in the corner.
Did you work on a ranch there?
Yeah. Yeah, after 1919, all the family, you know, my mother got to marry. And all the family buy 10 acres there, right in the corner, you know, to the...
When did that happen?
1919. I buy the all the family, my stepfather and all my brothers, you know, buy that place, 10 acres.
10 acres.
Yeah, but when my mother died in 1941, and my father said, everybody get out of here.
Oh.
See?
Your stepfather.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Franco Regalado.
Franco?
Francisco Regalado.
Francisco Regalado. Did you like him?
Oh, yeah, he's a good man. He died about 2 months ago.
Oh.
Yeah. And I don't know where he leave the money. He found it.
He didn't leave any money?
He buried the money, you know, buried someplace.
He buried it?
And you found it.
No will? Did you make a will? Do you still have that land, that 10 acres?
No, it's all. He sold, 36, by near the place in Encinitas, 65 acres. It's a millionaire lady, you know. The husband died, and he gave the place real cheap. He called, talked to my brother, and you know, somebody wants to buy my place. I tell him real cheap. I want to go to my daughter's in New York, and my brother coming and talked to the family, you know, in Artesia, and everybody said, well, I guess better buy. Got a little bit money, you know. And buying in $7,000 cash, so 65 acres.
Wow, that's something.
And make a big mistake, you know, because the property is in my mother's name and my father's name, you know. She died, he still got to the place.
Yeah.
And after 9 days she died, he says, everybody get out of the house.
He kicked you all out?
Yeah.
He wanted to live there alone?
Mm-hmm. Noel got there, two sisters. The two sisters stay with him. And but all the brothers go. Me the first. He talked to me noontime, and the nighttime we just come in, and I got the pickup already, you know, and I moved right away down to La Mirada. I worked for Italian people 23 years, 7 days a week.
From 1941, you worked for these Italian people?
No, I started in 22.
What were their names?
Gigo, John Gigo.
John Gigo, G-A, how do you spell that?
G-E-G-G-O,
Gigo.
Uh-huh. G.
Yeah.
Gigo.
So from 1922 to 46
when I come over here.
Yeah, you worked 23 years for them, 7 days a week. What kind of work did you do?
Flower business.
Garden.
For a market.
Oh, they had raised flowers.
Same my father, he raised the flowers in the ranch, you know, the place I buy. By the family, he raised the flowers and sent them to.
It was a flower ranch. A ranch of flowers.
Yeah.
So 7 days a week, what were you paid?
I got the $7 a day, $7.50. When I come over here, started work with Mr.
You got this for all those 23 years, no raise?
No. No, before, you know, in the Depression time.
Yeah.
Everybody, you know, work for 50 cents a day, and I get $2.50.
$2.50 during the Depression.
Yeah. And after, when Mr. Roosevelt started coming up, you know, a little bit the prices, I got the $3.50. And the war started, I get $7.50. And one day, you know, I come to visit Jesus. And Mr. Vickery see me there, and he stopped right away. And he said, hello, Mike, hello. He said, what are you doing over here? Oh, I come to Jesus. He says, you still work? I said, yes. How much you get? And I told how much you get, you know. And he told me, you want to come and work for me? And I pay $8 a day. And I give a house, and I give half a gallon of milk, eggs, and, you know, water and everything. I said, all right, maybe. I come, you know, I tire over there, so I work 7 days a week. It's too much.
Too much. How many hours?
I work 8 hours.
8 hours.
But you know, it's the same, it's too much.
Too much.
I never get lost one day.
Oh.
In 23 years.
Were they nice people? Did you like them?
Yeah, real nice. Meet the boss there.
You're the boss?
Yeah, I bossed over the boss. And
How many workers did you boss?
No, I work. I bossed Mr. Biz, Mr. Gigo too.
Oh.
I bossed to everybody there. You know why?
Why?
Because when he started the Razor Flowers, he knew nothing about the Razor Flowers, about the ranch, he knew nothing. And he told me, you're going to be the boss. I'm going to do what you say. I said, all right. Mrs. Gigwood said the same thing, you know. And the 23 said, do the boss there. The pastor, when the girls got the, you know, come big, he got a flowers business there in the house. It was, sell the flowers there, you know. So, what do you call it, a flower store.
Mm-hmm.
And one go over there and told me, Mike, I want a green. And the other one go, Mike, you go and cut the flowers. And Miss B, Giggle go over there. Mike, I need this. I say, no more. And then the first time we got the chance to go someplace, I go. Then Mr. Bigley called me and I said, sure, I'm coming. He says, are you going to come tomorrow? I say, no. I got there. I told to my boss first, 1 week. First month I started. In 1 week, I told him, oh, everybody got mad over there because he says, why you go? Why don't you ask him to raise the price? I say, no. I got him already, a place to move.
Did they start you out at 750 a day in when you first began in 1925 or 6?
No, I get the 350.
When I started. When you started.
Uh-huh.
And during the Depression, 250, and then 350 again.
Uh-huh.
And then finally 750.
Yeah, when the war started, I started giving the 750.
Mm-hmm. And they were giving you too many orders. In other words, you had to work too hard.
Yeah. Before I do the boss myself, you know.
Yes.
The girls coming baking, you know. They got a store there. He need the flowers and need the green and need this and that, you know.
So you have too many people telling you what to do. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I got him 5 people all the time.
Hmm.
You know, I do the boss myself to everybody.
You bought 5 people.
Uh-huh.
So when you came to work for my grandfather, that was 46. Yes.
Yeah.
Where did you live?
In Artesia.
Oh, you still stayed?
Yeah. I live in Artesia.
In your place in Artesia,
uh-huh.
And you commuted, you took a car. What kind of a, did you drive a car?
No.
No?
No, I got a car, but I gave it away because, you know, I get drunk one time. I go to the party, and I get drunk, and I don't know how I drive home, you know. And the next day in the morning, I get up, and I told to my mother, I'm going to give the car away. And I give the car away, right away. I don't want to drive any more car. And I said, my mother, she glad, you know, because I don't drive the car.
So how did you get to work?
Over here?
Yes, at my grandfather's ranch. How did you get to work?
No, I moved right away over here.
Oh, you moved here?
Yeah.
All right, now that's what I'm asking about. When you moved, did you live then on Palo Verde Avenue?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
In one of those houses?
Yeah, when they started building the houses there, you know.
Yes.
You know, next house to the Jesus, I live there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you remember.
Jesus had the top house.
Yeah, the top. They got one between. It's a. Maybe you remember the Dan house.
Dan's?
Well, I live there.
Yeah.
I live there in the Dan's house.
In Dan's house, which was. Just below Jesus.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Just the one house between Jesus and I.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got $8 a day. Did you have to pay for your electricity?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And no gas. They use the wood.
Wood stove.
Yeah. Mr. Bickley told me, you don't want to use that. Here is not a gas.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the wood, but every house got a stove, got everything.
Mm-hmm.
Water heater and everything.
Did you have to pay for your own water?
No.
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 And
no.
What about your electricity? Did you pay for that?
Yeah, I paid too. Electricity, $250.
Yeah. A month. You paid it to
a ranch.
To the ranch?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
$250 for a ranch.
Yeah. And how many days a week did you work?
When I started my work, six.
Mm-hmm.
Six days. I worked Sunday, Saturday, and Monday to Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And after, when he died, Mrs. Husky said, no, don't work anymore. It's 6 days. You can work five.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
What were your hours?
Eight hours.
Hours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what kind of work did you do?
A gardener.
Garden.
Yeah, gardener all the time.
Were you boss of the garden?
No, there no boss.
No boss?
You know who's the boss?
Who?
You remember Joe?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yes. He tried to do the boss, but he's not the boss. Supposed he got to work, he's the same. But he gave the order, you know, we're mm-hmm. going to do this and do that. And after he go away, you know, and get the beer
mm-hmm.
and come in and say, Manu work at one place and that. In the other place.
Manuel?
Machuca.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And after, he says, go work together because talk and don't do the work. That's it.
And Joe after, made you and Manuel separate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And after, Manuel got sick. And I stayed only myself there. And Joe, he tried to do the same thing, you know. And one day, he told me, come on, got to do my work over here. He's going to help me. And I told him, oh, Joe, why don't you let me finish over here? Maybe in 5 minutes I done, get them all done over here to move to another place. He says, no, you got to come right away. I said, no, I don't go right away. I'm going to finish over here because only got about 5 minutes over here. You can't wait 5 minutes. He says, no, you're fired. I said, all right. And give me my pay. He says, no, you got to wait till the day. You got the payments. No, you send me out to the work. You got to give the money right away. And I get the tools, you know, and I put them in the tool of the house. And I go over there to George, and I told him I want my money. Now he asked me, what do you want? I told him, my money. Your money. Don't you want to work anymore? I say, no. He said, Joe sent me away. Oh, Johnny is nothing. Joe is nothing. He's not working like you. I say, no, he's the foreman. He said, no, Joe is not a foreman. He says, but you guys do what he says, but he's not the foreman. And then George called to Mr. Husker right away. Mr. Husker is coming and told me, no, you stay. You're going to stay over here. And I stay there, and I said, call Joe, and he says, don't tell to Mike what he's going to do.
My mother told Joe, don't give you orders.
No, mm-hmm. He says, you don't give it no more orders. I said, got to clean up good, you know, I got everything done because, he go over there and told me, Mike, come on, help me 5 minutes. I start him over there and after he go, and after 1 hour coming back, Mike, come on, help me over here 5 minutes. Never get it done, no place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See?
Now, Joe. Did Joe have a drinking problem?
Oh, all the time. Mm-hmm. He worked too much. He drank too much. He never worked. He don't like to work.
No.
That's why Mrs. John Way found out and your mother, and say, no, I'm sorry, but you got to go.
Yeah.
Say to me, Sister Hoskins and Mr. Chang Wei, he buy a special for seed, you know. So you get the seed and move and cut the wheat to this hole.
Mm.
He says, all right. And he take him home, all right. Take a hoy and a seed, you know.
Yeah.
Take him home, took to him, everything. Yeah. I said, find out again, you know, Mrs. Laboni maybe told to your mother and Mrs. Zhang Wei that he don't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He says, all right.
Except because he got things wrong, you know, like Mother said on the phone, Joe cut down the vines on the front of the house, and he misunderstood, and he cut down all that syringa there, the Mexican syringa,
yeah,
the blossoms, you know, on the front in the patio there.
Yeah.
He took them all down, he misunderstood. Mm. Well, about what year was that when Joe fired you? And was that in 50, was that after my grandfather died?
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, when Mrs. Bixby died.
Ah, yes.
When Mrs. Bixby died, he sent me away. Mr. Bixby, you know, Junior,
yes,
come in and he told me, don't pay any attention to Joyce. He's a worker like you.
Yes.
He's not the foreman. But he says, no more work for me. I say, all right. You know, I don't want to fight to nobody.
Did you get married, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? When did you get married?
In 1920, to my first wife.
Oh. How did you meet her?
In 1960, she died. She died over here in the ranch. Got a cancer.
You married her in 1920?
Mm-hmm. And my first wife.
Your first wife. And she died in
1960. Yeah. She died there. And Mr. Judy, you know. She got the cancer.
Yeah.
For 9 months. You ask him, your mother. Maybe she remember. He told me, because I bring her home, the doctor told, don't want in the hospital because she doesn't speak no English, you know.
What was her name?
My first wife, Fidencia. Fidencia Ortiz. And the doctor told me, you better take her home, maybe keep her for a couple of weeks, maybe more. And she stayed 9 months sick in the house, you know. But she can't move because got
in the house on Palos Verdes?
Yeah. He got the cancer in his spine, you know, and she can't move. And Mrs. Zhang Wei and Ms. Hustis told me, you better go every hour, see what she need. You know, it's not part of the reward. And every 2 hours I come and see what she need, you know, for 9 months. You know, I weighed, when she died, you know how many pounds I weighed myself?
What?
85 pounds. 85 pounds?
How tall are you?
Huh?
How tall are you?
5'3".
5'3", and 85. You must have been.
Yeah. When this second wife is coming, you know.
That's your second wife is Carmen?
No, it's Beatriz.
Beatriz.
When she come in, you know, the first time come, I know that she come in the 1929, come to Mexico, to Los Alamitos, to the priest, his uncle, you know.
And Beatrice you're talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She coming over here, you know, and she and the other sister coming over here in Los Alamitos. And after she go back to Mexico. My other sister died over here. She buried in Artesia.
Mm-hmm.
And when she coming back in 1960, over here to Los Angeles to her sister, she she come see me and ask him to me, you know where it's Miguel live? I say, yes. Says, where is it? I am Miguel. Says, you Miguel? I say, yes. Oh, I don't believe him. He says, you're the old man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're real, but look like you're real old. Mm-hmm. And she started crying.
Did you have children by your first wife?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Two. Mm-hmm. We got Louis and Raymond.
So she hadn't seen you in several years, is that correct?
Beatrice
had not seen you for several years.
Uh-huh.
And when she saw you, you were so thin, she said you looked like an old man?
Yeah. Oh. No, she don't see me for over 20 years.
Oh, my.
And then when she coming back, you know, she go back to Mexico in 1929, mm-hmm. And she come in 1960 coming back over here. But she know me in Mexico 1940.
Oh.
I go there to Mexico City to visit.
Do you go often to Mexico?
Yeah.
How many times a year do you go?
One time in a year.
One time in a year?
Yeah.
And how many years have you been going back?
Oh, I just coming back by last month.
Mm-hmm, I know, because you were there when I tried to call you, your phone didn't answer, and Salvador and Jesus said that you might be in Mexico.
Yeah.
Did you go back to Mexico every year from the very beginning?
No. No, I only got it. 1940, I go over there, stay 3 months over there. Now coming back, and when I coming back, he called me in the service right away, you know, because I give a service in the First War, 9 months. And I signed it, you know.
In the First World War?
Yeah.
You went into the service for nine months?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when I coming back, it's got the register right away, you know. And when the register, after, call me, you got to come in the service. And I said, all right. 1941, call me. And 42, Louis and Raymond are going to come in. My sons, you know, in the college over there in Morelia.
Mm-hmm.
When got the lady, I don't get him myself. But then the drop board got him, you know. And I got him 2 months before I got to go in the service. And he called me to the draft board. He says, Louis and Raymond going to come in? When going to come in? I say, no, I don't know. Myself, I don't know. He going to come in or not? Sure, you got a lady. I say, no, I don't got no lady. He says, here is a copy.
Oh.
He showed me the copy, you know. Mm-hmm. And he says, he's going to come in and United States. Born over here, one born in San Fernando and the other one in Artesia. And I said, I don't know.
Do you have a lot of family still left in Mexico?
My uncles.
When you go to Mexico, do you go to Michoacán?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. This time I go only, but I only stay about three or four hours there.
Oh.
Yeah, because, you know, I go just to see if he got the sold the house or not,
yeah.
You know, because I got the house there, you know, for sold.
Yeah.
And I give it to my daughters. I got the daughters, you know.
You have daughters in Mexico?
Yeah, I got them over here in Tecate.
Oh.
I got them over here, but this is adopted.
Oh.
Adopted, you know.
Adopted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's, but I like him. I like him better than my sons, because she worried too much about me.
Mm-hmm.
He called to me every week, called to me on the telephone, you know. Oh. She's a sister. You know what I mean, sister?
Oh, yes. In a combat. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you and your first wife adopt these two girls?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Why did you decide to adopt?
because she don't got no father and mother.
Oh.
And the father got coming over here and talked to my wife that she wanted to raise him. And she says, sure. Mm-hmm. I got to ask him to me, you know. Mm-hmm. And ask him to me, and I told him, sure, get him. And I get the girl, you know, about 2 years old.
Oh.
And she, when I go over there in 1940, he got it, about, I guess, 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about 12 years old, got it. And she carried me in like right away, you know, every night, you know, when I come home, she takes my shoes off and put my slippers, you know, and she's a real guy.
Yeah. Your sons, do they live here?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But she don't care about me, I guess.
Oh, my.
They never stop in my house. They don't know where I live.
I just, why? What's wrong with them? You were, weren't you good to them?
Well, yeah, but you know, the first, the old one,